Hello and welcome to Ask Mike, in which we interrogate Mr. Mike Southern and put him on the spot. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Nick.
You're oiled down, I see, as well.
Well, it does help.
Excellent. So, got a good question. Oh, by the way, you can email us, of course, mike@mikesouthern.com with your questions if you would like your question to appear here on Ask Mike, and it is a good one. I have a great new product idea. I'm sure you've met lots of people with product ideas, but it needs investment. Should I go on Dragon's Den?
Oh, dear. Dragon's Den, and I'm well documented on this. My view is absolutely not. I really, really do not like the program because I regard it as being a grotesque parody of how entrepreneurship actually works. And the joke I do live is that Dragon's Den is the unprepared pitching to the unpleasant. Now, you may say these are people just showing off for television, you know, the people on the panel, but what I object to from a moral standpoint is that these are real entrepreneurs who are being humiliated in public. And I've heard plenty of stories of people saying it's even worse when you get there. They force it to get some people to fail. I mean, again, I talk about Dragon's Den is to entrepreneurship as X Factor is to the Beatles. You know, it's exactly the same point. So I would avoid going on Dragon's Den. And anybody who says, you know, going on Dragon's Den got me some exposure, yes, but be very careful what you're signing. And beware that, you know, people will see your product on television and they might steal your idea. I really would look for every other avenue. Now, interestingly, when I appear at events, they often say we're going to have a Dragon's Den style section where people can pitch to people and so on. But what I always see there, and I'm sometimes on the panel, is you actually see mentoring. You see people not, you know, tearing a strip off them just because they can. It's more helpful people who want to be nice saying, really good idea, here's what you might want to do. I've seen this in schools. I've seen this everywhere else. So, I mean, the program itself, I mean, this is just television. It's not real life. There are many better ways to pitch your ideas, and certainly something which may have a Dragon's Den title but might be a local regional event, or it might be a competition you go in for. I mean, I've been involved in several of these recently.
Because there's nothing wrong with pitching to your peers.
Oh, no, nothing wrong with pitching to your peers. Mm. And certainly, I mean, I've been involved in two events recently, one most recently with Orange, where people had some ideas, they pitched, and the people won, and also the same with the government's Get Mentoring scheme. And these are all physical products, which tend to be the kinds of things that win these competitions. They're easier to understand than services. And they got a lot of useful help. I mean, the reason I was involved is that both sets of winners got some mentoring for me as part of their prize, which I was delighted to do. Mm. So there are better ways of pitching your product.
Mentoring rather than criticism and mentoring drumming into the ground.
Exactly. Because that's what Dragon's Den is. I mean, I remember speaking to Evan Davis once about the program. He's just a presenter. He's not responsible for the program. And me suggesting to him that, you know, you can improve Dragon's Den by, say, having a section in a pub, you know, but with a bloke in it. Obviously, I had myself in mind, where before the people went on Dragon's Den, they would speak to Uncle Mike in the pub and do a better job when they turned up on the television. And Evan Davis just said to me, they can't do that. It's a Japanese format. It can't change.
Yes, can't change.
And Japanese means it's about humiliation. So, yes, avoid Dragon's Den, but certainly there are plenty of very good competitions sponsored by Orange, the government, and others, where you can pitch your idea and win money. Win advice, win goods in kind. Give those a go because they can be very, very positive.
There's sort of two things we've brought up here. Firstly, you said try every other avenue. So let's discuss those avenues.
Sure.
And particularly, the questioner says, you know, I've got a great new product idea.
Yeah.
Products are tough to get to market.
They are very tough to get to market. The toughest thing is they're often made by inventors. And inventors are people who are, frankly, quite poor at publicising themselves or even forming teams. Mm. And, of course, they're paranoid about people stealing their ideas and so on. And also, you've got to develop a product that works first. Now, how do you fund that?
Yes.
But I always remember, do you remember Dave Fryatt?
I remember Sir Dave Fryatt.
Sir Dave
Fabulous
Fryatt.
Sir Dave Fryatt.
Well, he approached me, Sir Dave Fryatt. I'm thinking, Sir Dave Fryatt, I wonder who this is. Saying, you know, can I come and meet you at Beer Map Monday with Lady Fryatt, his lovely wife Claire. And he turns out to be a South London windows fitter. And he said, oh, I've had this idea for an invention, Mike, which is a tape measure radio. And the idea is it was a tape measure, and you extended the, what do you call that?
The measuring bit, I guess. The
measuring bit.
Little we know about products.
The tongue or something. You extend that, that becomes the aerial, and it's a product. So I said, that's a great idea. And he says, yes, I've got 30,000 in the Woolworths catalogue. So he'd actually made one, which is a big bit of progress, because he had previous inventions that hadn't worked out.
Because when we both met him, we were, you know, mouth open agog.
Absolutely.
He said, yeah, what, 30,000 in the Woolies catalogue?
Because he went through a very simple process, which is an excellent process, which if you have a good idea for an invention, first look on Google to see if anybody's already done it, in which case, that's a shame. If they haven't, in this case, he then went to his dad, who's a mentor, a builder, because he thought it would be good for builders. And his dad said, yeah, it's a good idea, boy, you go for it. Then what he did was he approached people in China, and he's a good person to explain how to do this. So plenty of people in China who, for a small amount of money, you know, £200-400, something like that, will generate you a prototype.
Mm. Wasn't the first prototype really abysmal as well?
Absolutely.
It didn't work.
It didn't quite work. It was a mock-up.
It looked awful.
But at least it was something he could show to the man at Woolworths.
Yeah, and he went through the cycle of refining it.
Well, exactly. But the Woolworths guy helped him with that. Mm. Because the Woolworths guy told me that, you know, he gets, you know, 100 emails a day. I've got this invention for a thing. And that's no use to him unless he actually sees one. So he spent a small amount of money to get a prototype made. The guy could hold it in his hand. So he helped Dave with the development of it. And then he bought 30,000 to put in the catalogue at Woolworths' risk. He just paid a royalty to Dave.
Wow.
Because, you know, some people say, well, give me 30,000. If not, I'll give you them back and your 30,000 units, you know.
You're stuck
negative.
With them, yeah.
And poor old Dave, he had been through all the mistakes before. He apparently told me his first idea was a musical beer mat. Did you hear about this? No, it was literally a beer mat with a little switch in it. And you put a glass on it and it played a little tune. But his problem was he got them made in China and they were damaged. He didn't get the insurance right. He didn't know what he was doing. So he actually lost the money on that. So he's been through a few hurdles. But I think the message from this is that if you've got an invention, if there's any way you can, you know, offer it as any kind of service first, that really helps. Mm. We actually have a working prototype. You've got to have some kind of working prototype you can show people. But the sooner you get a large name like a Woolworths behind it, who then can protect your intellectual property if necessary, then the better it is.
Are retailers likely to take the risk these days?
I mean, a small retailer might say, well, I'll tell you what, if you can do me a prototype, I'll put a couple on the shelf, see if they fly off the shelf for you. Then you're going back to the magic beer mat question, which is where's the pain? So I'll pick a ridiculous example. Let's say it's a shop selling camping equipment, and you're talking to the guy, there's, of course, a big problem we have when camping is such and such. So, well, if I had a device which stopped that happening or stopped your fire going out or whatever, would your people buy it? Well, potentially, yes. And then you go through that loop of, well, let me just knock something up, offer it to a couple of mates, nice and cheap, see if it works. If it doesn't, well, back to the drawing board. But if it does, then you can stock it. And then when the large camping supplier, whoever that might be, sees a small camping supplier winning a bit of market share, then they may go for it after that. But you prove it in a local environment if you possibly can.
One of the things that a lot of people try now, and I sort of have a bit of a question mark in my head about, is let's make it ourselves, we own everything, and we do it ourselves online, we build the brand from nothing.
Yep.
That's a hard way to go about it.
It is a very hard and expensive way to go. I mean, the essence of entrepreneurship generally, but specifically in this case, it's all about teams. And if you go back to the very, very basics of being an entrepreneur, you know, the first thing is the first team member you get as a foil, somebody of the opposite set of skills to you. So if you're an inventor who often tend to be slightly shyer people, they're happier in the laboratory, you get a shouty person like me or you, who's always going telling the mates, oh, you're going camping, you've got to have my mate's device. You're not good at making the device, but you're good at creating the buzz for it or speaking to the retailers. So always find a foil. And your best advocate is somebody, say, who's a camping enthusiast, who's got a big star profile from Wealth Dynamics, who can't stop telling their friends, listen, my camping is much, much better since I've got this amazing device from my mate who's in his back garden making them in his shed. So you get somebody to help publicise the product for you.
Right, we are just about out of time, so very, very briefly, don't go on Dragon's Den.
No.
Right. And you know, the original question was, I have a great new product idea, but it needs investment. So presumably, just do anything you can to minimise the risk on the cash.
Absolutely, and prototype quickly and cheaply, which is generally a beer mat kind of approach anyway.
Lovely stuff. Mike, thank you very much.
Thanks, Nick.